At one point today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 400 points as investors worry about rising interest rates. The news was even worse for an iconic American retailer. Shares of Sears dropped more than 35% today on news that the company is preparing to file for bankruptcy. Sears has a $134 million debt payment coming due on Monday. Claire Sebastian is CNN's business correspondent. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Peter.
So, tough day on Wall Street. What's behind those numbers?
Well, so it's a confluence of events, really, for the Dow today. Rising interest rates is leading a lot of people to kind of reprice the shares that they're invested in, particularly those that are seen as the riskiest, and those are the tech stocks. So that's where we're seeing the biggest losses at the moment. There's also fears around China. Many had been hoping that the administration would start to negotiate. That does not seem to be the case. So fears about a slowdown in that economy and ramping up of trade tensions also playing in. And of course, Sears is down now about 30%, which is really only about 20 cents on a share price. That's low. But but really, fears around bankruptcy is what's going on there.
Right. It appears to be on the verge. What are the chances that you see that it makes that debt payment and avoids bankruptcy?
It's hard to see how it would do that. Clearly, the CEO, Eddie Lampert, is trying to avoid bankruptcy at all costs. He unveiled a broad restructuring plan back in late September, which involves exchanging some of the company's debt for equity, selling off various assets, some of which he's offering to buy himself. But the board hasn't agreed to that yet. And now today we get this report from the Wall Street Journal that they've hired advisors, plus the fact that we know that they've added a restructuring expert to their board. That happened earlier this week. So it's really not looking good. And if you look at the share price today, that essentially represents the likelihood that shareholders see that they will have to file for bankruptcy.
The numbers are staggering long term. This company lost $11 billion since 2011. Sales are down 60%, regardless of what happens with bankruptcy. Is there any way that a retailer like Sears can recover from a situation that bad in a world where the retail industry has just changed so much?
Right. I think that's the crucial question. Obviously, there are different types of bankruptcy. If they file for Chapter 11, that means that the debt will be restructured and the company may survive in some form. But even if their debt gets on a more sustainable footing, that isn't going to change the environment in which this company has failed to thrive. There are various reasons for that. They missed an opportunity to become a player online. They never really invested enough in their stores as customers began to demand more of an in-store experience. So we've seen this before with retailers. Sometimes Chapter 11 buys them a bit of time. And like we saw with Toys R Us, eventually they have to liquidate. And sometimes they survive. But Sears is in a very difficult situation. And the news reporting around this, frankly, over the last weeks, months and years has not helped the brand. And that will not help them survive long term.
A decade ago, the share price for Sears, $144 a share. Today, I looked at one point, it was just 37 cents. The giants do fall. This was a company that was once the biggest employer in America. It's amazing. Claire Sebastian, CNN's business correspondent. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.